Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means
today I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed.
His decree though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, how closing the ears of our hearts has a negative effect upon our ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are humbly speaking about how closing the ears of our hearts has a negative impact and a negative effect on our ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Now, we find, dear friends, that the divine messengers of the past, the divine prophets of the past, and of course the divinely appointed imams, they all were sent in order to help us attain a pure and complete and perfect form of ubudiyya. Now, despite the fact that these divinely appointed messengers came to teach us all these beautiful ways to attain a perfect and complete ubudiyya, which has positive results both for us in this material world as well as the hereafter, unfortunately, some people, if not many people, decided to close their ears at that time, and even in the present time, we find that many people have decided to close their ears. Now, not only have people decided to close the ears of their head, their physical ears, but they have also decided to close the ears of their hearts. And so neither are people willing to listen to this divine message that has been sent by the Almighty Allah, physically via their ears, but even within their hearts, individuals do not want to accept that message in their hearts. So when we talk about the ears of the heart, of course we are talking about this acceptance to believe, this will to accept the truth. These are what is meant by the ears of the heart, right? So when the heart listens, it is accepting, almost involuntarily. But then after the heart listens to the message, right, without putting obstacles and barriers in order to prevent that message from having an impact, after this is crossed, then of course the heart will begin to accept voluntarily what it has received. And so the divine messengers appointed by the Almighty Allah, they were sent for us to be able to attain this perfect and complete form of ubudiyya, service, worship, and obedience to the Almighty Allah. And so we, for some reason, decide to close the ears of our hearts. And then, of course, what happens is that this message sent by the Almighty Allah via these divine messengers has no effect on us. And of course it has no effect on us because we have decided to close not only our physical ears, but we have also decided to close the metaphysical ears of our heart. We have decided to put up barriers in front of this message so that this message does not come to us. And so inadvertently, we become our own greatest enemy.
Dear dear brothers and sisters, have you ever reflected on the blessing of your ears? Your ears are in charge of collecting sounds, processing them, and sending sound signals to your brain. And that's not all. Your ear also helps you keep your balance. So if you bend over to pick up something, you won't fall down. The ear is made up of three different sections: the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. These parts all work together so that you can hear and process sounds. Just think about your hearing for a second. The deaf person doesn't have the blessing of hearing the beautiful recitation of the Quran, or listening to a heart-moving lecture, or even hearing his own voice. Those of us who do have the blessing of hearing, how do we use this great gift? Do we listen to music? Do we listen to gossip? All good things that come our way and that we often take for granted come from Allah. May Allah give us the chance to express our gratitude and thankfulness for all the blessings He has granted us and to utilize them in the best way. Now, what we talked about till now was the physical ear which Allah has granted us. But in the Quran and Ahadith, we read that there is also a spiritual ear which gives us the power to perceive things beyond the sounds of the concrete world around us. Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "You have a heart and ears to hear." And verily, if Allah wants to guide a servant, He will open the ears of his heart. And if He wills the opposite, He will seal the ears of his heart so that it will never again be sound. This is what Allah means in the verse, "Or are there locks on their hearts?" Let's get to know more about this aspect in the words of Hujjatul Islam, Tawakkul.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ear and the ability of hearing is one of the most precious blessings from God. This blessing is not ours and belongs to God. As God says in Surah Yunus, verse 31, أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, who is the one who owns the hearing and sight? Meaning that just God is the owner of them. When the real owner is God and it is just entrusted to us, it means that we could not use our hearing in any way we desire. We have to use our hearing just exactly as the owner of it, who is God, permits. Most of our problem is resulted of a wrong notion that we think what we have belongs to us, and it is ours, we are the owner, and we are free to use them. But this is not the case. If we use our ear and our hearing ability in a wrong way, our hearing in the day of judgment will testify against us. Also, we have to be careful that sometimes some people do not use their hearing to listen to godly advice and to accept it, and as a result, God will set a seal on their ears, and consequently, they would not find the right path. As God says in the Quran, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ, Allah sets a seal on their hearts and are they hearing, and as a result, they could not be benefited from them. God be with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير, أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So in continuation to what we were humbly speaking about was how some people, if not most people, have a tendency to close the physical ears that they have as well as the metaphysical ears of their hearts to the message of Allah, and of course how this has a huge negative impact and effect on our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. So we were saying how some people, and perhaps even it can be said that most people, you know, they end up creating barriers so that the divine message of the Almighty Allah does not reach them, so that their heart does not hear that message, and so that their heart does not accept that message. We end up putting so many powerful barriers within ourselves and outside of ourselves that the admonitions and the advice and the warnings of these divine messengers, they have no effect on us. And even worse, it can get to a point where even the ayahs and the verses and the chapters of the Holy Quran, as well as the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they do not pierce through the veils of the ears of our hearts. And so, to a certain extent, even if this message of the Holy Quran and the sayings of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, even if these things go into our physical ears that are on our head, they do not reach our heart, they do not reach the depths of our soul. And of course, there's various different things that create obstacles when it comes to be able to receive this divine message from the Almighty Allah. Now, whether that is, you know, material wealth, whether it is, greed for material wealth, whether it is greed for worldliness, whether it is power or fame or fortune, any kind of lust for carnal desires, women and the like, for example, or even if it is a kind of love that an individual has which is in competition with the love for Allah. These are all things that are obstacles: our selfishness, our greed, our jealousy, our, you know, hate, which is a selfish hate, a personal hate, right? Just as a tangent, we find that in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, hating for the sake of Allah and loving for the sake of Allah, both are worship. But when it comes to a personal vendetta, you know, these are not acceptable. And so these are all things that are barriers, right, that come in the way of our ubudiyah when it comes to the Almighty Allah. And unless we remove these barriers one by one, we allow this divine message of the Almighty Allah to reach the depths of our heart and the depths of our soul, of course there will be no ubudiyah. And that is the most dangerous and the worst possible condition for a human being to be in. And so please remember to open the ears of not only your head, but the ears of your hearts in order to be able to attain that perfect and complete ubudiyah, that service, worship, and obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. احتمي بحما حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله.